Welcome to Benign Chaos, where anything seemingly goes, but there might just be some meaning to it all. I'm half the voice of this journey. My name is Shelry.
And I'm the other half. My name is Angel. All right, we're going.
All right, well, welcome back to Benign Chaos. And today our podcast name really explains everything. We have no topic, so we just decided to talk randomly about maybe remakes or something. I don't know. But it is a bit chaotic. And,
but benign. It's
it is benign, I hope. So I guess we'll start with, we talked about this because I had said I saw the preview for the Karate Kid remake. And when I originally heard they were doing a remake, I was like, oh, they're remaking everything. How are they going to remake The Karate Kid? I mean, what are you really going to do? But they really just, it seems, at least from the preview, kept the spirit of it, but changed the story so it wasn't just, you know, the same people, the same environment. And it looks actually pretty cool.
Okay, I have not seen the trailer, so I'm thinking, why don't we pause the podcast for just a second? We'll be right back. Okay, and press pause and we'll be right back and watch the trailer real quick. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm pressing the record button's back on. That was funny and looks awesome.
Doesn't it?
That looks good.
It actually looked like the little boy who's played by Will Smith's son, I think, actually did train, because unlike Ralph Macchio, he actually looks like he's capable of doing karate.
Okay, I have to say something really quick to our two listeners out there.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Matt and Steve.
No, Matt already knows the story, so it's for Steve. Matt actually has a black belt in Kung Fu, and I guess he's already seen the trailer. So I tell Matt he loves The Karate Kid. It is on our Netflix instant queue. We just watched it a couple of months ago together. Big Karate Kid fan. He even likes Karate Kid 2. That's how big a Karate Kid fan he is. I know exactly. Ooh, I had to walk out of it. But anyway, so he's sitting there, he's sitting in his computer, and I say, hey, baby, there's a Karate Kid movie come out. Shelry just told me, Karate Kid remake. He said, they should call it the Kung Fu Kid, because he's doing Kung Fu. He's not doing karate. I feel like going, okay, Ross, karate, the art of the open hand.
So what's the difference? I don't know.
He's not here. I'll get an earful after he listens to this podcast.
Go ahead, make something up quick.
You know what it reminds me of? You know, he's all like, what's the right word? He's all, you know, derogatory towards karate or whatever. Reminds me of the whole Star Trek, Star Wars thing that goes on, you know? That's kind of silly and in their own heads. But I guess there's a karate kung fu thing as well.
That's so bizarre. And I think the bizarre thing is when you're going along in life and, you know, I like Star Trek, but you're going along in life and you're like, come across these rivalries and you're like, what? How? I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Especially now, I don't consider myself a Trekker. And the reason I can tell you that is because I once called a Trekker a Trekkie and got in trouble for it. It's like... I was called a Trekkie back when I was a teenager, and we were cool with that. But apparently, the Trekkers have disowned the Trekkie name, and I don't know why that is.
So the conflict has grown.
Yeah. So, anyways, I can't say that I'm a Trekker. I even got the name wrong. So apparently. but I had no idea about the Star Wars Star Trek thing until I watched Fanboys.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, can't you like both of them? I mean, seriously. Yeah, does it have to be either or? I think people just need something to dislike. That, you know, they're like, you're making my world bad and we don't like you.
I don't know. I like them both. And,
yeah,
and you and I strongly disagree on the remake of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you say the other day that they raped... your entire...
They raped and pillaged my entire world. Yes. But that's on a philosophical note. I have to say, again, I will reiterate that as a standalone movie, if they hadn't used those characters, it is a good action flick, you know, leave your brain at the door
Right.
type fun. You know, as long as you don't take anything seriously in that movie, it's a fun flick to go watch, you know. But I don't want to go back and revisit that.
That's a terrible memory. Just let those neural, I was gonna say, let those neural pathways just fade.
Yes. Yeah, so I really didn't know about the Trekkie Trekker thing. I mean, I knew, but I didn't realize it was a big deal.
Like I said, I got reprimanded.
Yeah.
I got reprimanded in public for calling somebody a Trekkie.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and we should make up a third name to just, like, incite more problems. There's Trekkies, Trekkers, and I don't know. What could we say?
Trekkites.
Trekkites. Oh, that's a good one. Listen, so we're Trekkites.
There's got to be rules for being a Trekkite, because then people can start fighting over the rules, too.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I think, you know, did we talk about fandom last time?
No, we didn't. I think just you and I talked on the phone one time about fandom.
Okay. And so I'm going to throw that out there, is that I think as I look back, I've never been a fan of anything. As much as I like Star Trek, and I think the bit closest I came to fan would have been my eighth grade year, but because I never was into all the details.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just liked the shows. I didn't care about the actors. I just liked watching the shows. I didn't care about all the technology. You know, I don't care how warp drives work. I don't care how lightsabers work. I just enjoyed the shows.
Right.
And I could leave them there, and I didn't have all these posters and argued with people about how things worked. And I realized that I guess I wouldn't have been called a fan.
Well, I don't know what label someone as a fan, because I was my version. Now, I had a friend of mine, Gene, and he was really interesting because I was totally into anime. He was totally into Star Trek. And he said that there's some kind of balancing equation out there, because he was as much into Star Trek as I was into anime. And as much as I like Star Trek a little bit, that's about how he liked anime. He liked anime. Mm-hmm. There was some sort of equation out there that balanced.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
On geek hobbies.
Yes, how geeky you really are.
Yes.
And I guess I was never geeky enough for any group, because I didn't know directors, I didn't know producers, I didn't know technical details that the fans had made up about all the stuff in there, about any genre. So I guess I've never been, you know, I would never be one that argued about anything.
Well, I would consider that's where I don't know where you would define fan, because I would consider myself an anime fan, because I went to the anime club every Friday night and watched anime for 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
and this was for several years, and I knew all the different movies, and you know I watched shows at home as well. You could check movies out at the library,
uh-huh.
and then that was before now you can download them off peer to peer networks, and right. For a little while I was actually even involved in a fan. Well, we did manga though. We translated and posted translated manga. We didn't do anime. But anyways, and I was involved with a group that did that. Mm-hmm. But I did never, like, to give you an example of an anime version of that. The word that they use in the U.S. that there's a lot of debate over, like Trekkie and Trekker, is otaku, because mm-hmm. in Japan, otaku means fanboy basically.
Okay.
The word literally means home. It's someone that stays in their home all the time, and
mm-hmm.
is, you know, absorbed with their interest, whatever it is. That's an
right.
otaku. In Japan, it's an insult, and mm-hmm. over here, a lot of the anime fans were claiming the word.
Okay.
But the debate is, and as near as I can tell, it's still an ongoing debate in the because I haven't been in the anime world in a while. I've been out for a few years.
Because people can't let things go.
Some of the folks have claimed the word and say, I'm an otaku. And others are like, you know, that's an insult in Japan. You're just insulting yourself. And it's this huge debate. This huge debate over what the anime fans call themselves. You know, do they use this word? And like I said, some have claimed it and some say, don't claim it. They say it's an insult. And I'm all for owning words, because that's what, you know, geek and nerd used to be.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm going to use the N, oh, I'll just say the N word. The same with the N word. The black community, the African American community owned that word to take the power away from it. And it's the same with geek and nerd. You own the word, you take away the power.
And I think in some ways the word bitch has been done that as well, like women.
Yes.
I
Oh,
don't
I thought
know.
of another one. I was ta I saw I read an article online by an older gay man, and he could not use the word queer. But the gay community, the young gay community, has owned the word, and it no longer is has a derogatory meaning. But this older gay man who wrote the article said he still couldn't bring himself to say the word because it used to be an insult. So I never, going back to fandom, I was still a hardcore fan, but I just stayed out of those debates. I was like.
And those kind of things, because when you watch the movies about fandom, even when fans are making their stuff, that's a central part of their topics, is these debates. And, either they're kind of doing a little bit of a documentary and they talk to people and these are the things they talk about. This is why I started thinking about it, because I've watched some of these movies. And they weren't talking about how cool anime is or Star Trek or stuff. They were talking about all these little technical technical issues, and Trekkie versus Trekker, or the word you were talking about from Japan, or when they make silly shows like Galaxy Quest, it was always the small details that they were making fun of. And I was like, I guess I really wasn't a fan if this is such a central part of fandom, because I mean, it seems to be everywhere. And when I've gone to a few conventions, it seems to be a big deal,
Right.
So I said, well, I guess I was a connoisseur, but maybe not a fan. I don't know. I'm going to create a word for me.
Someone who enjoys the genre but doesn't, get into the minute details.
Yes, I'm going to say a connoisseur. And talk about owning a word. Here's a little tangent. I remember looking up the word geek once, and I guess a long time ago, it meant someone who bit the heads off of chickens for fun or carnival acts or something. I was like, that is totally not what I thought at all.
It was a peanut or something. I don't know. I've never actually researched the word, so I don't know.
Pulling out my really old dictionary that I took to college with me, because I think this is where I looked it up. Let's see. And it really, I was like, looked it up and I thought, whoa, that is not anything like I thought. Let's see. Okay, here it says, it's a carnival performer billed, wait, a carnival performer often billed as a wild man whose acts usually include biting the heads off a live chicken or snake.
Well, it's interesting. You said that from that dictionary is from when you went to college. You went to college in 1986. Now that's before the geek was an accolade. At that point, it was still a derogatory, still an insult. So what is it? I bet it. How does it define geek in there?
And that's just the only one they have.
Oh, they don't have anything about it being a nerdy person that is involved in computers or whatever,
So
technology.
what I wonder is, how did it go from this? Like, who picked this word?
Well, it started out as an insult. Now, I don't know how you pick that word to be the
That's what I mean.
insult.
Like, oh, were you computer guy, you wild man that bites the heads off of chickens? I don't know. Yes, that's the perfect word to insult you.
I don't know. I don't know where that came, how it came about.
I don't know. It's so bizarre, but it's funny because when I looked it up, I was expecting to read, a nerdy type of person, or but oh no. So it is interesting how words change their meaning over time.
Yeah,
And their
absolutely.
emotional meaning.
Right.
I know.
I'm sorry. I say, but the group of people that it's being used against do have to kind of claim it. They have,
And going back to remakes and claiming things, I think that if you're gonna do a remake, you really should try to do it your own way.
This looks really good. This looks better than the original Karate Kid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it does.
But I love how they kept the idea because they still have him as the maintenance man. And they still did him with the putting the coat on, taking the coat off, putting the coat on, taking the coat off. And that's the whole wash on, wash on, wax off.
Yes. Yeah, so they really kept the spirit of it, but it seems like they made it more well, I guess back when we were younger, Ralph Macchio didn't have to look like he could do
Right.
karate to be the Karate Kid. And now there's so much call, like so many of the movies, you really have to look like you can pull off what you're doing.
Well, my brother was mentioning the Star Wars fights. So the original Star Wars that came out in what's when did it come out? 79, something like that?
Something, yeah.
77, 79, 70, I can't remember. But anyways, and you see that fight between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader, and they're going to and they're not moving. Just their lightsabers. And then you compare that to Darth Maul against Obi-Wan oh gosh, what was Obi-Wan's master's name?
I forget his name.
But anyways, Darth Maul fighting those two Jedi Knights, and they're jumping around and they're doing karate kicks. And so yeah, times have changed a little.
Makes it so weird to think that that's supposed to have happened prior to the original releases.
Right.
It's just so weird. And oh, did I ever tell you that I had the Hardware Wars
I haven't seen
show.
that. Yeah, I haven't seen that in an age.
Oh, I love that one. And so when they took the original Star Wars releases and remastered them so that they had these extra special effects in them, the Hardware Wars people did that. The
Did
Hardware Wars.
they?
It was so funny because everything they put in there had nothing to do with story. It's just like a bunch of effects that were thrown in.
I have to watch that. That's funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. So I was like, yeah, right on. I don't know much about the Star Wars stuff. So do you know, did he, and I'm sure a lot of Star Wars fans would know this, did he have this story before he made the new ones? When he was making the original ones, did he have the pre-story?
I think he did. I don't know, actually. I always thought he did. I thought there was three before and three after. At least that was the rumor.
That was what I thought too.
Yeah, now I don't know if the rumor had any merit behind it, but that was the rumor, was there was nine episodes and the middle three were the ones. I mean, wait a minute, now that I think of it, when it first came out in 70 whatever, it was episode four, remember?
Right.
So he
So, well, at least there was the rumor that there were three before actually made sense.
Yeah.
Because, but I wonder if he had the story in his head. I mean, why did he wait so long to make those?
I don't
You know,
know.
I just don't understand the whole thing, and I really didn't. The reason I didn't like the newest three was because you already know what's going to happen. How can you like the little kid
Right.
when you know what he's going to end up doing? You can't really root for him because you're just like, you're going to turn into a bastard, and we're all going to hate you. And so I had a hard time with that because I would have preferred he went way back in time and like maybe showed how the Jedi's came about.
Oh, right.
Kind of cool.
Right. I have a total tangent, complete tangent, but we're
Yeah,
talking
go.
about movies and old movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I watched Earth Girls Are Easy the other day.
I love that. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
I hadn't seen it in over a decade, maybe 2 decades. It's been a long time. First of all, I forgot how funny Julie Brown is.
Yeah,
And
she's
I'm a blonde. Doo, 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 doo.
Yes, she's hilarious.
She was funny. She would steal every scene she was in. She was
Yes.
funny.
Yes.
And the second thing is, it came out in the 80s when I was just a teenager, so I never looked at Jeff. Like you were saying, you never looked at the older guys in Star Trek because they were your dad's
Are you
generation.
sure it came out in the 80s? Because I remember seeing it at the theater.
I'm almost sure it came out in the 80s, and we can look in the I'm the outfits were definitely 80s and they were 80s outfits.
I remember thinking Jeff Goldblum in that movie. I think that's when I started liking him.
He is now, as a 41-year-old woman, I'm watching that woman. He is hot, hot,
Oh my God.
hot.
He is, oh yeah. Not only is he physically hot, but he's sexy.
Oh my gosh, I had no, because like I said, I was like, I was a teenager, so I was like, I didn't look at Jeff Goldblum. But as an adult woman, holy macaroni, I was like, oh, I didn't know he looked like that. What? When did this
Holy
happen?
crap! Wait a minute. He's always been one that I found attractive. I've always liked Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, but once again, he's silly, and you like the silly guys.
I do, and he was with what the girl in the movie.
Gina Davis.
Yeah, and I like them as a couple, but because she's goofy too.
It came out in 1988.
Wow. Okay, so 2 years after we graduated,
Right, tw we were
you're
20 years.
still like the mentality of 14-year-olds.
Yes. Okay, here's another total tangent. So we're at the gym yesterday, and I saw this girl. It was an older girl and a younger girl talking to their mom in the locker room. So I go out, and Matt and I are in the hot tub because we always go to the hot tub after our workout. And we're in the hot tub, and the older girl comes out, and she takes her shirt off. She's wearing it, and she's like 16 years old. But Matt doesn't know that. She takes her shirt off. She gets in with her little two-piece bathing suit, and that's when I go to Matt and I say, by the way, our child's never allowed to wear a two-piece bathing suit until she's in college. I said, that girl that just got in is only 16 years old. I do not need men looking at my child. I'm turning into my mother. I know.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was a total random story. Okay,
That's
ba
funny.
back to back to movies and fandom.
Yeah, no, I loved Earth Girls Are Easy. I had a poster in my room, and I bought it on VHS. I saw it at the theater, and then I bought the DVD. So, yeah, I love that movie.
It is a lot of fun. It is,
It's
and
so much fun.
yeah,
I
and
mean,
I.
it's scary. Look how the Wayans, one of the Wayans brothers, look how young they
I know.
look. They were hot too, and I never thought Jim Carrey was attractive.
That's how I felt too. Exactly how I felt. And like I said, I had no idea that Jeff Goldblum was that sexy.
No, and the scenes with Gina Davis and her fiance were hilarious. When she was being so klutzy.
Yes. And I don't know about you, but if you'd have to go look at the but I really enjoyed the clothes. The clothes are so much fun.
They are fun. And the nails.
Everything, yeah, and even the neighbor. So there's the older neighbor, the older Snoopy neighbor, and even she has the beehive going on, and she's got the hat that goes over her beehive.
And they had the nail dryer that plugged into the car.
I used to make fun of 80s clothes, but now I'm wondering, were all 80s clothes that much fun, or I don't know, because those all the clothes in that outfit and all the clothes in that in that movie were a lot of fun. The whole movie was colorful and fun.
Yes. But maybe it's just because when you're in it, and we were not mainstream people. So we were rejecting the mainstream things. And now we look back and it's just like, I don't have those ideas anymore. I just want to enjoy life. Not rebel against something. I must rebel against something. What will it be?
I'm not looking forward to that with the kids.
Ah, good luck.
I know they have to go through it. Everyone has to go through it. They have to go through it.
Yeah.
But man, I'm not looking forward to it as their parent.
No. Military school. yeah. I have to say, though, I had the best time of my life when I went away to school to Hawaii. Like, at that age where I was, getting into my really rebellious stage, I got a lot of freedom, which helped.
Yeah.
I still had rules and boundaries because the school was very, I mean, they have to be. They're in charge of all these kids.
Right.
But I got more freedom because I didn't have my parents there all the time, which I
Right.
think I needed at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to say that was also a really good experience for me as well. It was a very good experience.
It was
But
a cool experience.
It's just so young. So say Matt and I, for whatever reason, we did have the kind of money that we could send our children away to boarding school. I just don't know. I don't know. I just, you have to send your kids away for months at a time when they're only 14 years old, 15
Yeah.
years old. And that, I don't know.
But from my perspective, I think it was a great thing. I think my mom had more of a problem with it than I did. Like me leaving her, she had a problem with. Not,
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with leaving my parents. I had a blast.
I know. I know I had so much fun. I don't regret the experience at all.
And I don't remember feeling sad or lonely. I mean,
Mm-mm.
every once in a while when I talk to my family, I miss them a little bit, but I was not sad or unhappy at all. And yet I was in a very safe environment because the school was, they were very responsible
Right.
and also they were away from everything,
I
so
just
it was,
said we're on an island in the middle of the ocean. We couldn't get up to
yeah.
too much trouble.
And it was out in this like ranch, there's nothing around to get in trouble, so yeah, I was a great I would totally recommend that to anybody, that was a great experience. And I know some kids don't want to,
Right.
remember my cousin Darlene that was there?
Yes.
Well, her sister was not one to go far from the family, which is fine, it's just individual stuff. But for me, it was like it was like going into, as a kid, being let loose in a candy factory, and you can do whatever you want. That's kind of how it felt. It was my first taste of freedom in a controlled environment, so
Yeah.
yeah. And I think my dad said that when I came home and I was just happy, I wasn't running to my family. I was just off in my own world and happy. My mom was so sad. She's like, she
Oh.
didn't even miss us.
Oh no.
I think it's harder for parents.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Where are we going to go with this podcast, with our totally unstructured podcast?
Well, it seems that we're going in random directions, which is. Which is fine. I was going to say that one of the coolest parts of going there when we did was that we got to be there for the eruption of the volcano.
See, I don't remember that. I'm so crap. Can you believe that? I don't remember a volcano erupting. I remember now, and it was going towards, I can't remember if it was going towards Kona or Hilo, but there was a bunch of, I remember now. Okay.
Yeah, and remember, because our whole dorm room shook, and I think you told me that you were down in the shower room when it happened, and the whole, and I don't know if it was tile or what, but the floor kind of went in a little bit of a wave because of the shock.
See, now I remember that, but I thought that was just an earthquake. I remember that in my memory, that's just an earthquake that happened,
It
not.
was, yeah, it was an earthquake from the eruption.
Oh, okay. See, I just had
And
that, yeah.
then the whole building swayed.
Yes. Now that I remember, yes. And that, yeah, the tiles on the floor was like a wave.
Yes, yeah, and right after that, you and I had the opportunity to go see the volcano because they took a busload of people, and we didn't go.
Yes, of course we didn't go.
We did not. Now, someday I'm going to go back and I'm going to see it because it's still erupting. I mean, it's still producing lava. So I want to go see it. But we were there for the eruption, which is so cool. I mean, how many people can say they've been through a volcanic eruption that actually spewed lava?
See, I didn't even know that. I'm such a space cadet. But that's what you're like when you're 15 years old. Like, what? There's a lava? What? Can we go over here? Are we eating lunch yet?
Yes.
What, do we want to go see it? No, I thought, are we eating lunch? Are we...
You've got a movie to watch. I can't bother with a volcano right now. Yeah. And I remember that's when we were big into Flash Gordon.
Yes, Flash Gordon's fun though. Flash Gordon's a lot of fun.
It is so much fun. And I was looking at the movies at one of those movie places like FYI or E or whatever it is in the mall that has movies and music one time. And I was looking to see if they had Flash Gordon. I was thinking about getting it. And I don't know if they accidentally got this or not, but they had the Flash Gordon version.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I've
Yes.
heard of it.
I was like, oh, I don't think they know this is in here. I should have bought it just because that's hilarious.
I don't think Flesh Gordon is an actual, it's not hardcore porn, isn't it? Isn't it just kind of soft, silly porn?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Are you looking it up?
It's from 1974, and I always thought it was soft, silly porn, but I don't know. I've never actually seen it.
Okay, so what do they have a rating?
It gets 4 stars
Oh
from.
no, I meant like X or R.
Oh, I see. That's out of 2,000 votes too. I don't. That's
It's not rated, it's fine.
why it was there. Yeah, I don't see a rating. It doesn't say what it's rated.
Yeah, you know, I've always heard of it, and I wanted to just see what it was about. It came out before the 1980s movie, then.
Yeah, 74, 1974.
It says it's an erotic spoof of the Flash Gordon serial films from the 30s.
Oh,
It
okay.
had the film had an MPAA rating of X, but was also re-edited for a reduced rating of R. That's probably what was in the thing.
Right. Well, I think even the X one, I don't know because I don't think it was porn. I don't think it was hardcore porn. I really don't. I don't know. I'm just making this up. I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, think of Barbarella. Barbarella made it through.
Yeah, Barbarella was funny. Barbarella
See,
is
Barbarella actually gave me nightmares with those dolls.
Oh, here, check this out. In 74, it says the film was originally done with scenes of straight and gay hardcore pornography.
Oh, and I'm wrong.
These were cut out after the guy found himself in legal trouble. I guess it says producing pornography was still viewed by law enforcement as pandering at that time. Pandering? What is
I know
pandering?
exactly what I was
You're pandering, damn it.
use that word. Is that bad?
I guess I didn't really know the meaning of it.
Are you going to dictionary.com now?
Go. Procuring or pandering is the facilitation or provision of a prostitute in the arrangement of a sex act with a customer.
I had no idea.
Pimps are known under the law as procurers. You know, like I've used the word procuring and pandering before. I didn't know it had anything to do with sex. That was why that person had that look on their face.
Like, what was it that you said that you went to go see? And they said, "Oh, you like this?" I said, no, it was the book, the
It
Anne Rice book.
was Yes. Well, I always wondered how they got away with making pornography, but in most places, prostitution is illegal. I think I vaguely remember reading somewhere it's because they're considered actors.
That seems sketchy. I don't.
I don't know. But there has to be some loophole because
There
you're
has
getting
to.
paid. But they're not, maybe it's because the people paying them aren't actually having sex with them.
Don't
Maybe
know.
the two people that are having sex aren't paying each other. I don't know.
Shelly, I just realized what a huge random turn. We're still talking about movies, though.
We've stayed on topic. This is another adult one. I don't know. So, but I guess he was pandering.
You could say we're pandering to our public if we keep doing sex ones just to get listeners.
We're pandering to the masses. Oh, but I don't think that's the right use of the I'm confused.
We use procure? Does that one work?
No, I don't know. Oh, I wonder what kind of music they had. They obviously didn't have Queen in there.
Queen made half the movie for me, for everybody.
He did. And the over-the-top performances by the great. I love the hot guy.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
And then everyone going riffraff? What? I thought all he ever did was riffraff.
Wait, who did riff?
What was his name? Someone O'Brien. I'm gonna have to look it up.
What did he play? What part?
Let's run back to IMDb
Was
and Flash Gordon.
he part of the Emperor's group?
He was no, he was with the Hawk guys, But remember, he played in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He
Right.
wrote and he wrote it. He wrote the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then he also played Riff Raff. But he was where is he? We need our Richard O'Brien. I thought it was Richard O'Brien. Yeah, he was. Wasn't he one of the hot guys?
He might have been. I just remember the main hot guy, the leader, the king, or whatever. I loved him. He was so funny. I just watched that recently and showed it to one of my stepsons, and he loved it. Thought it was great.
Flash Gordon?
Yes.
Did he like the music?
Yeah, I liked all of it. He likes that kind of stuff, and he was all excited. And it is kind of an on the edge of your seat type movie where you're like, oh.
And it, so you introduced him to Queen and Flash Gordon.
I did. Thank you. And on a side note, I introduced Steve to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which he loved.
That's a fun. Did y'all go see it in the movie theater where with everybody doing their thing, you know, throwing rice and.
No, we rented it. He still liked it, though.
Because it is really fun to go to the movie theater with
It is.
my mom. We were just, how old were we? We were like 12 or 13. And we already listened to the record over and over and over and over again. So we knew all the songs. And she actually took us to a midnight showing of it. And we were only like, yeah, it was very cool. It was in downtown Houston. And my mom, just us being kids, of course, and we talked about this before with Grease, things just go over your
Yeah,
heads.
right over your head.
And we would say, you know, touch, touch, touch me. I want to be dirty. And we're like, Mom, what is she talking about? And she said, oh, see, he's dirty, and she wants to be dirty too, because they like to play in the mud. And you're just a kid. You're like, oh, okay. And it's not until I was like in my 20s, like, wait a minute. Wait, I don't think my mom was telling me the truth.
Not dirty.
And then my mom, being the total liberal she was totally cool with the sex parts, but any of the violent parts, she'd hide her eyes. She hated the violence. You know, sex was natural, and she talked to us about sex, but violence, no, we had to hide our eyes. And
Now
so,
it's the opposite.
yes, it is. It's very much the opposite, which is too bad.
Yeah.
Because actually, being liberal, being raised liberal, and now I'm liberal, I agree with that. Sex is okay, and talk to your kids about sex. Not until they're older. It's not something you have until you're ready for it. But still, you know, it's all right. But violence, you know, you don't ever need violence. But anyways, so we did never see the part where he kills Meatloaf. I can't remember Meatloaf's character's name.
I forgot about that. That
Yeah,
is violent.
he kills Meatloaf, and then he serves him for dinner.
Yes.
And so my mom always hid her eyes during that part. Even when we went to go see it in the movie theater, she hid her eyes. But it was really cool because that when we were little kids, we were just little, like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, and we went to go see the movie in the movie theater, the midnight showing, downtown Houston. It was packed. It was so much fun
Yeah.
because it was because of all the audience participation.
Now, would you take your kids
Absolutely.
to a midnight movie at 12?
Absolutely, I would
That's hot.
because we'd like I said even the sex stuff they showed it, but still you're like, you don't get it. You're just a little kid.
You don't get. Sometimes I still don't get things.
And she still even in the movie theater she hit her eyes when Meatloaf got killed.
Yeah.